Norway, I think, and was playing that off of the original CD pressing. Pretty good stuff. Again, sort of, I don't want to say like I was like not into it back in the day, but I just, there was something about, I think I had sort of a knee-jerk response to like really overly symphonic stuff. I thought that it was sort of, you know, lame and not real. And I don't know, over time I've kind of just really come around to stuff like this. And you know, I've always liked Emperor, but you know, definitely some more of Emperor symphonic stuff, Diabolical Masquerade, even honestly Baal Sagoth. I think some of their stuff, you know, people call it Disney black metal, but you know what, I'll take it. Like, I grew up with Beauty and the Beast. I cried on the rides. So, you know what? I'm not ashamed to say that I like Baal Sagoth. Before that, we had Blutos Nord, French band. I won't go into detail on every single thing I play. Like, a lot of people know who Blutos Nord is. French band, avant-garde. That was off of their album Odinist. The song is called Mystic Absolute. And then before that was that Hayden Fard, that surf metal. If you listened, let me know if you thought it was surf-esque. I don't know. I think it's very got that sound to it, that kind of reverb-y sound to it. So moving on, we're going to listen to two songs off of, speaking of Deathspell Omega and all of that, the Norma and Diaboli label of, or out of...